This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I got to think we'll be one of the top four or five markets in Northeast Ohio for ratings, or not in Northeast, in the country, for watching the NFL draft tonight. So it's going to be a big night. A lot of stuff going on. I got a lot of friends that are going to check out Journey before. I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to go down and catch a little bit of the Journey show tonight, but you know what? I'm just kind of going to go home and chill. I think I just need to be focused, ready to see what we're going to talk about as soon as this thing's over. And what is going to happen? I think that's the giant question of the day. What do you want the Browns to do? I think we've been talking about it for months. Well, the time is here. It's tonight. The Browns go on the clock. And, you know, as you kind of digest exactly what the Browns are going to do, I think we all have a pattern and a plan. And we all think that that plan that someone else tells you about, that they're an idiot or they're a genius or, you know, and I guess maybe that's part of the fun. And this is part of the drama that keeps us glued to the NFL when we're not going to see one touchdown tonight. No one's scoring a touchdown tonight. No one's throwing an interception. No one's kicking a game-winning field goal. We are literally going to hear the commissioner say someone's name. And the reaction is just, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So we want your reaction today. 216-474-0092. At least we want to know what your reaction is going to be tonight. Dan, I do want to start with the Browns. So let's lay out exactly what you think and what you want to happen tonight.
So what I think and what I want are very similar. The only thing I ask is you walk out of this draft in the first round with a blue chip talent. And from what it sounds like, that's what they're going to do. If you take Travis Hunter, I'm in. I would take Travis Hunter. If they took Abdul Carter, I'm cool with it. Like, that sounds awesome. Great. Let's roll. Bookend them with Myles Garrett and let's go. Like, I don't think there is a pick that has been rumored for the Browns that would make people truly like upset and go, oh my God, what the hell are you doing? Like, I don't think that pick totally exists. The only one that gets me close to that would be Shedeur Sanders. That would be the one I would look at and go, okay, you see something that I'm not seeing. I'm going to trust you. Let's you guys know more than I do. Let's go. Like, I think that's where everybody is it's like, everybody's cool with the two guys who have been rumored, and the third guy is the one that I think we would all just talk ourselves into, and there might be a minute of people going, oh, what? Come on. And then they'd go, okay, I can see what they're thinking. I can see what they're doing. Let's go. I would not take Shedeur Sanders. I would go Travis Hunter, and I'm all in on Abdul Carter on top of that. Like, it's not a slight to Abdul Carter that I would go Hunter, if that makes sense.
So as we approach tonight, there are a number of different things that I can happen, but I do think it's limited to this box if you're a Browns fan. And you're going to say to yourself, okay, I think that the key is not to be upset tomorrow. So that's where I'm going to start this thing off. So look, all signs, all reality says Travis Hunter at two. It's easy, right? It's easy. No questions. Now, you may not like it, but that's what it feels like. The whole world is saying Travis Hunter at two. And that's where we are, okay? And I'll live with that. I'm not going to be mad about that at all. The next option, Abdul Carter at two. I'm good with it. There's some heat against us on social media about Abdul Carter and blah, blah, blah. I don't care what you think. I know what I've seen. I think Abdul Carter is an amazing player. And if he's healthy, he is going to be able to help this team. I know we want to sit here and go, how can you draft someone on defense? And I can't argue with anybody that wants to say, oh my God, what a wasted pick. Why would you take someone on defense with the number two pick overall? Your team is horrific when it comes to getting points on the board. At least they were last year.
I'll argue with that person. It's a relatively easy argument in my head, and maybe that means it's the wrong argument because usually the simple answer isn't the answer.
I'll give you the argument on the other side.
Keep as going. I said, the argument is pretty simple. You decided for some reason to take last season and build an offense to fit one guy and only one guy. Then that one guy was horrendous, okay? He was absolutely horrible. And your whole offense was built for that one guy to succeed, and he was horrendous. Your offensive linemen were not big enough to play in the system that they were. You took away their best asset, which was the mobility of it to use it. You basically decided, I want to purposely play left-handed because it best suits my quarterback who wasn't good. And so just the general thought of, okay, let's get back to what you know. Let's get back to what Cleveland Browns football is and what it does by with the run game, the zone read schemes, the duo schemes, the pin pull schemes, all of that kind of stuff that your offensive line works off of. Get your quarterback under center once again. Work the ball down the field. Play the style of football where your head coach is playing quarterback. That's the way that a lot of people describe that Stefanski system.
Right.
Get back to all of that stuff and away from the spread options and all that. Keep a few of those elements because they are modern football and they are a good thing to have in there. But get back to what fits all 20 or all 11 guys on that side of the ball. And I think your offense will look better just from that idea than it did last year.
So this is your argument for taking Abdul Carter?
So that would be my argument for saying if you want to bookend Abdul Carter and your idea is my offensive scheme is good enough that it will bring you back up from that 15 points per game that you're pointing to, mm-hmm. that it will go, okay, that'll bring us to 21 just by the general idea that my offense fits my team, which, hey, what a crazy concept. And my offense fits my personnel rather than just fitting one guy. That's your argument.
All right. So I'm still inside this box, and this box says this isn't going to make Browns fans mad. And I think that's kind of where you're. So again, take Travis Hunter, be like, oh, that's what we expected. This is cool. I know it doesn't seem like it's that exciting because everyone told me this is going to happen. But, okay, we're good with it. And we're good with Travis Hunter. Wide receiver first, and then they'll fill in the rest when it comes to defense and giving him the opportunity to be the unicorn. Oh, I'm just tired of hearing that.
Yeah, that's a term that needs unicorn. To go away.
Yeah, that definitely needs to go away.
It needs to go away.
Yeah, so to see what he can do on both sides of the ball. And I don't think anybody's going to be mad about that. There will be a little bit of resistance if they do draft Abdul Carter. People, oh, why didn't work out for anybody? Blah, 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 blah. And why did a team that only averaged 15.2 points per game pick somebody on defense? All right, I get it, but I don't think either one of those selections is the end of the world. I'm also okay with Ashton Jeanty at two. I might be the only guy. I know Jeff is too. But again, if you go back to your theory, my theory at least, on 15.2 points per game and who could have a major impact, and if everybody's right about the way he can run the ball, I am not going to lose my you-know-what if they took Ashton Jeanty at two. I'm sorry. And that might even be like, whoa, I can't believe they took that. He's going to last till six. If they do it, I'm not losing my mind. I'm just telling you that. I might look back and go, man, they passed on Travis Hunter. They passed on Abdul Carter. They must really know what they're doing.
A running back at two feels like, unless you are getting LaDainian Tomlinson.
And that's who he's been compared to.
Unless you are getting peak Marshall Faulk, mm-hmm. like that caliber of guy that can single-handedly turn your offense around just by what he can do with his feet, a running back at two feels like a luxury pick. And the only reason that I say it that way is because I think the tip top of Ashton Jeanty versus a guy you can get at the second round is not as far away from each other as you think.
Okay.
That's the only thing with it, is I think that the tip top of Ashton Jeanty versus one of the Ohio State guys. Like, and I don't think that Anderson. Ceiling that Jeanty sits at right there, I don't think those guys are very far below it. Because I think running backs and the league kind of looks at it that way, where like, yeah, there are a couple guys who can roll, and yeah, those guys will make a difference and all that. But if you've got that offensive line and you've got that philosophy that you can get these guys to pop open, you can make up for that gap. I think that's the philosophy the league has. Taking nothing away from Jeanty, he's one of the guys. What did we say? There's six guys in this draft that we said were blue chippers, mm-hmm. right? We said six guys. He's one of the blue chippers. Like that guy's a blue chip. Let's go.
Let me give you the most important number. He's watched the end zone. He's crossed that line 50 times in the last 3 years, and he did it 29 times just on the ground alone. just on the ground alone, 56 times if you want to count his catching touchdowns.
Does that make sense to you with running back being a luxury?
Yeah,
like that?
No,
does that make sense, or am I full of it?
I understand it, but I also think if you go and go, oh, we were averaging 6 points a game the last three. This guy's got 55 touchdowns the last three. 29 last year alone, 30 total if you want to count the receiving. Yeah, I got somebody who I think can help the offense game one. So that's where you are on that. The next option, I think, is trade. Things that you want to stay inside the box. I just don't think the Browns can afford to trade out of top six, seven. You need one player, at least one player that's going to be instant impact in this draft. At least one, if not three. If you feel like you're, and this goes to a question we're going to have later in the show, what is the reality of what's happening next year? And instant impact may not mean playoffs. It just means your team's going in the right direction. By the way, if the team's going in the right direction, then your head coach is probably staying, and so is your general manager. They need to be going in the right direction. They need to draft a blue chip player. That's why I'm not dead against the trade. They just can't drop down too far. They need to get somebody that's I'm not saying an easy home run, but a guy they know that can be here for 5 to 7 years, hopefully is healthy the whole time they're here, and that they can make an impact on this team.
I need a blue chipper.
Yeah.
And I need two starters on top of that blue chipper. I need two guys that I can look at and I can say, these guys are a part of a new foundation of Cleveland Browns football. And if that blue chipper ends up at defensive end, cool. If that blue chipper ends up at cornerback/wide receiver, cool. If that blue chipper, if you trade down and take Mason Graham and he ends up at defensive tackle, cool. If it's running back after you trade down, cool. Like, I need talent. I need speed. I need talent. This team lacks speed. This team lacks youth. And this team, frankly, lacks talent. So go find it.
And then your fifth option, which is outside the box, the one that will make your head explode, is when the Browns walk up to the podium today and they say, with the second pick in the draft, the Cleveland Browns select Colson Loveland, Michigan, tight end. And then your head explodes. Isn't that going to be fun? If they do that, oh my God, I might not even come into work tomorrow. Because you know they like tight ends.
Why did they take Tyler Warren?
Yeah, so that's what I'm just saying. Anybody, if you just go look at any mock draft and pick anybody on the other side of, I don't know, nine, and if the Browns don't walk away with them, your head's probably going to explode tomorrow. It will. And people, one of your buddies will, oh, that was a great pick. That was a great pick. They decided that, I know no one was talking about Josh Simmons going at number two, but the Browns saw something in him that, Ohio State fans know about despite injury that, I just don't want to have that conversation tomorrow, kids. I don't. I don't want to be in that room. I don't want to be in that room with you. We can all just let our heads explode if they don't walk away with somebody who can have an instant impact for next year right out of the gate. It's all there for you. We're all waiting for 8 o'clock. It is Anxiety Thursday, better known as Draft Night. And guess what? For the first time in 4 years, we're in it, and we pick at number two, and it feels like number one because it seems like the first pick overall is 100% done deal. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan is in today.